right, so here we are into the fall already. And as I was looking at some of this, the scripture for this meeting, I ended up putting a few scriptures together that I actually wasn't initially thinking that I would put together. But I started in my mind on the theme of God and how much He loves us in comparison to all the stuff you hear about His judgment and all the things He's doing to America because we're such a terrible country. And I guess these people really don't believe in the accomplished work of Jesus Christ. They call themselves ministers and teachers of the gospel, but there's not a whole lot of good news in what some of them teach. Now, I'm not talking about our ministers, but if you listen to a lot of stuff, you know, when we got toward September 23rd, you know, the world was going to end and the tribulation was going to start and all this other stuff. And there's going to be a tribulation, but we're going to be out of here before that happens. But this first section in 1 John chapter 3 is where I wanted to begin. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And it's interesting, it says we should be called that, and then later on it reiterates the fact that we are that. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. So people in the world, you tell them you're a son of God, they look at you like you got three heads, or like you're an egotistical something or another. But that's what the Bible says we are. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We're His children. You know, I remember when I was a kid, you used to think, well, you know, my daddy's going to do this. You know, my daddy's, you know, a big man, you know. He's going to take care of me. Well, we got the biggest, baddest daddy in the universe. And He will take care of us. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. We don't fully understand yet what it's going to be like when we get our new bodies, is what that's really talking about. But we know that when He shall appear, and who's the He? Jesus Christ. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. We're going to be as He is. It says, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him, this hope, and the reason it's a hope is not because it's you're hoping it might happen. It's a hope because you can't have it yet. It's a future thing. Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as He, that's Jesus, is pure. So, when Christ returns and we get our new bodies, we will be as He is. He started out with the same kind of body that we have now, as a man, only begotten Son of God, but He was a man, and He had the same kind of body we have. The difference was He had pure blood, innocent blood. He never sinned. And His bloodline came from God. God created the seed in Mary that was, you know, caused Jesus to be born. But, to be conceived even. But He was a man. But when He was raised from the dead, He was risen with a new body. And, you know, we've talked about this before. His body was such that, you know, He could zip around and travel from place to place. And, you know, the apostles were in a room behind closed doors, and there He came, right in, without opening the door. We're going to have that same ability in our new bodies. Because the Bible says in a different verse, as he is, so are we. And we will have what he has. Now let's read this section of scripture that we're going to read now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Most people don't really know that this part of the chapter exists. It's the charity love chapter. Nevertheless, there's at the end of this chapter is an extremely important explanation of what we are and what we will become. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 12 here, it says, charity never faileth. In other words, love doesn't fail. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, I always hear people read this who want to say, well, see, tongues ceased. So, you know, you don't speak in tongues anymore. And I say, well, you wouldn't know about it then because it said knowledge will vanish away. Also, there's a word shall throughout this section which indicates future. Not has, it's shall. Now, and this next verse starts to explain all that. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. So we have partial knowledge, we have partial prophecy, and we speak in tongues, which is a... All of that is sort of the earnest money, the earnest of the gift that we've received of Holy Spirit. But when that which is perfect is come, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, then that which is in part shall be done away. Perfect for us will be our new body. We'll get the same kind of body that he got. And then he gives an example. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And he relates that for now, we see through a glass darkly. You know, it's like how when you look through a filter or you look at somebody behind a, you know, a window or in a mirror. But then, face to face, okay? Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Wow. We will know even as we are known. Now, is there anything, you know, God knows us inside and out. And the Lord Jesus knows us. We're part of his body and he's the head. We will know at, you know, when that day comes, even as we are known. So we're going to have full knowledge at that point. We're going to have, instead of seeing through a glass darkly, it'll be face to face. It'll be wide open. The veil, there'll be no veil, like you read in the Old Testament how, you know, you couldn't look on, they couldn't look on Moses, and you know, you can't look on God and live, the Bible says. I think we're good. So let's read this last section here. And I brought this 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18, sort of ties it together. Because what it is that we are now, as children of God, we are born again, we have Holy Spirit, and we are now at the place where we're living our new everlasting life. We're in it now. But we're on the road between here and when we get our new bodies. And that's basically from glory to glory, okay? So in this section here, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we have that Spirit now. That's what that Holy Spirit we received is. So we've got freedom, liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, here we go again with the mirror image and the glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, as we live our lives and as we change our behaviors to line up with the new image that we have, which is Holy Spirit, we become more of that and we recognize more of that. As you start to live it, you start to become it, and you start to see it and understand it by experience. And so that's why the reason that all this ties together is because the way we can understand what manner of love has been bestowed upon us is as we become more and more like Christ. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Doesn't mean he is the Father, but he lived the way God would live if God were a person. Therefore, as we learn how he lived and we begin to live that way ourselves, we become more like Christ and more like God, and we begin to understand that nature. So it's a very, very enlightening group of scriptures. And I think it's something you got to read a couple of times to really get your arms around it, your head around it, and begin to see the immensity of what it really means that we are now the sons of God.